That's another record torn up and thrown in the bin, isn't it? So, yes, here we go. The rescheduled SuperSport 600cc B-race. If you've not long joined us, just the convoy makes its way towards us on this sighting lap. This race originally started earlier in the session, but was stopped due to a red flag on lap one, an incident at Ballabeg involving six riders. First and foremost, and very importantly, all six riders who were involved in that incident were uninjured. So that was very good to hear. Plenty of machines still. It's a busy field, this one. Busy indeed. Number 122, Israel Gillette, who we heard had a bit of a wheelie, I think, off the start line at the original start of the race. 82, 61, 86 at the back of this particular group in there. That's one of the newcomers. Kurt Michaels, Matthew Corkill, local man. Number 39 is at the back on this sighting lap. That's Loïc Sirot, another newcomer from France. Interestingly, competing in the European Hill Climb Road Race Series is Loïc Sirot from France. So this will be something a little bit different. So used to riding at speed on roads, I think it's fair to say, Sirot, but a completely new experience. So many newcomers across this field looking to make an impression, but they're making their way through Church Bends as the course inspection car comes past us. They'll be onto the Great Meadow, that big long straight into the fast left-hander at Stadium Bend, then across the bridge in the sunset, and then they'll be making their way onto the Castletown bypass towards the start-finish line and into the eye line of Tim Glover. So the final race of the evening, we've already been treated to some record-breaking action today. What are we going to get to round things off tonight? Let's find out. Over to you, Tim.
Hopefully we're going to get another astonishing race, but we have been treated royally this evening with a record in every single race we've had so far. So pole is number 93, Paul Cranston. Just coming through there is number 26, and that is Dennis Booth, the man from Ballymena. And 57 on the front row is Mark Jackson from Sheffield on the mixed tyres Darton RM Controls Yamaha R6 for further reference. So just being asked to nudge a little bit back is number 26, Dennis Booth. I think he's just overstepped his mark a little bit. And of course, we've got a little bit of a gap in the midfield there. So that must have been where the incident at Ballabeg and the first running of this happened. So now we're waiting for the sign to go up. The green flag is waving now at the back. So watch the lights. And the lights will be clicked out any moment now. A bit of a longer hold, and they're all away, and let's see who's got the hold shot with Chris Kinley.
Yeah, as a kind of light look up the road, is Paul Cranston again with Dennis Booth in there as well. 27, top snow, but this sun now is really, really low as the dust flies up as they head to Ballacagan. It was, of course, the evergreen Dennis Booth, but Paul Cranston, 93, he leads.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, the second row of this grid was 18, Michael Bampton, 51, Radley Hughes, and 27, Tom Snow. The third was 33, Damien Crook, 88, Craig Sisebeck, and 35, Kieran Brockie. So the record for the race and lap record, that was set back in 2022 for this particular race, the JCK Supersport 600cc B race. It is over six laps, I can confirm, not the original seven. Six-lap race it is we have ahead. Michael Russell is the lap record holder at 103.982. And he also has the race record, but that, of course, won't go because that was set over seven laps by Michael Russell at 17 minutes 40.669 seconds. Also back at that's a race speed average of 100.974 back in 2022, Robert Cross Fourways.
Yeah, indeed. And yeah, we heard about that battle, didn't we, between Cranston and Booth at the previously scheduled start of the race. And it seems to be the case again, a little bit of deja vu repeating itself. One's made a break for it on this opening lap. It is number 93, Paul Cranston, from number 26, Dennis Booth. Then number 57, Mark Jackson. No change in the front three. 27, 54, 18, 88. Only time for numbers. 51, 35, 74, 33, 77, 68, 67, 43, 58, 8, 72, 48, 61. 31, 79, big field 66, 122, 39, 82, and 86 at the back of that. And that is Matthew Corkill, who we mentioned previously on the sighting lap as well. The two travelling marshals make their way faster. So it's Paul Cranston who's opened up around half a second or so just by a quick look down the road when they made their way towards us. Paul Cranston leading from number 26, Dennis Booth, who in turn leading from number 57, Mark Jackson. So it's all those who started on the front row. They've clearly made a good start as the sun continues to set here. It is the front row guys who are maintaining that top three as it stands on this opening lap. Over to you, Tim.
Yeah, riders spotted on the bridge and two, in fact, into view. And it is 93 ahead of 26. And now we get a whole scutch coming over. We'll let you listen. There you go. So it is Paul Cranston, number 93, who leads number 26, Dennis Booth, by 0.944 of a second. In third is 57, Mark Jackson. He's 3.596 seconds off the lead. Fourth is number 54, newcomer John Marsh, 4 seconds off the lead. Fifth, number 27, Tom Snow. Sixth, number 18, Michael Bampton. Seventh, number 51, Radley Hughes. Eighth, number 88, the newcomer, Craig Sisebeck. Ninth is number 35, Kieran Brockie. Tenth is number 74, newcomer, Bailey Harker. 11th, 33, Damien Crook. 12th, number 77, newcomer, Daniel Pearson. 13th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 14th, number 67, Blake Kelly. 15th, number 43, Aaron Hands. 16th is number 8, Dan Sale. 17th is number 58, newcomer Andrew Ripley. And 18th is number 72, Matthew Rostow. Over to Robert Cross Four Ways.
Talked about number 54, John Marsh, the newcomer there. That is some launch on the first lap. Wasn't involved in the first three rows. Need an accurate description of where he started the grip, but that's some progress. Cranston leads from number 26, Dennis Booth. So that battle's still very much alive. John Marsh up into third here ahead, number 57, Mark Jackson, 27, Tom Snow, 18, Michael Bampton, 51, Radley Hughes, big group here led by number 88, another newcomer in Craig Sitzepek, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on the way through Dan Sale, and then number 67, Blake Kelly, number 58 is Ripley, 72, 61, 48, 31, again, only time for numbers in such a big field, under 22, Israel Gillette is there in that group, number 39, another newcomer, Loic Ciro. Holding off the advances as numbers 86 makes his way through there. That's number 86. Matthew Corkill as well towards the back of the group on this latest lap. So again, Paul Cranston still leading number 26, Dennis Booth, who's keeping him honest here at Cross Four Ways on these opening couple of laps. But the newcomer, 54 John Marsh to third. You, Tim.
Yeah, he had 9 bikes ahead of him on the grid. He was the first bike on row 4. 2 together. Slightly extended lead, Paul Cranston, 1.034 seconds ahead of Dennis Booth. And 54, the newcomer John Marsh, is indeed up into third. 6.6 seconds is the gap he has to Paul Cranston. Fourth is number 57, Mark Jackson. Fifth, number 27, Tom Snow. Sixth, number 18, Michael Bampton. Just fading away into the distance, the noise of these 600 machines, these super sport bikes. Seventh then, 51, Radley Hughes. Eighth, newcomer, 74, Bailey Harker. Ninth, number 88, newcomer, Craig Sisebeck. Tenth, is number 35, Kieran Brockie. 11th, number 77, newcomer, Daniel Pearson. 12th, number 33, Damien Crook. 13th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 14th, and moving up, number 8, Dan Sale. 15th, number 43, Aaron Hands. 16th, number 67, Blake Kelly. 17th, up into 17th as well, 72, newcomer Matthew Rostrow. 18th is 61, newcomer Adam Williams. 19th, number 58, newcomer Andrew Ripley. And 20th, number 48, Austin Webster. But it's Cranston by 1.034 seconds from Booth. Robert Cross Four Ways.
And elsewhere in the top 10, number 74, Bailey Harker, made up two places on that previous lap to move up to eighth. Here is the battle between the front two. Number 93, Paul Cranston, ahead of number 26, Dennis Booth. Doesn't seem to be too much change in that particular battle at the moment in terms of the gaps between them. Here's number 54, John Marsh, a couple of seconds back. 57, Mark Jackson, 27, Tom Snow. Number 18, Michael Bampton. So no change in the order there on this latest lap. Number 51, Radley Hughes on the way through. Now 74, Bailey Harker, 88 is Sitsipek. Crook. Dan Sayles made up like two, three places with the manoeuvre there into cross four ways. Nice work from Dan Sayles. Made up a lot of ground there. Latest group led by number 67, Blake Kelly. And there's 61, 72, 58, 48, 31, 122, 79 and 66. Roger Whibley at the back of that group on the Gary Cartledge Suzuki. Four more machines interview, but it's Cranston still leading Dennis Booth on this latest lap across four ways. 39, 29, 82 and 86 in that order through cross four ways. And John Marsh, the newcomer, still holding on to third place as it stands as they head towards the halfway point. To you, Tim.
Yeah, two leaders through. Paul Cranston leads, but it's been halved. It's 0.510 of a second. So Dennis Booth, fastest lap from him, 100.570 miles per hour. Cranston, 100.225 miles per hour. 54, John Marsh, the newcomer, is still in third. He's 8.5 seconds off the lead, but he's 1.5 seconds ahead of fourth place, number 57, Mark Jackson. Fifth is 27, Tom Snow. I can tell you that Cranston also over the 100 mile an hour mark in the lead, 100.225, but the quickest of the race is that third lap at the halfway stage of this race now, a six lap affair, 100.570 from the man from Ballymena. Sixth is number 18, Michael Bampton. Oh, terrific dices happening all the way down the order here. Seventh is number 51, Radley Hughes. Eighth, number 74, newcomer Bailey Harker. Ninth is number 88, Craig Sisipek. Tenth is number 33, Damien Crook. 11th, 35, Kieran Brockie. 12th, number 8, Dan Sayle has made a big leap, as we heard there, on the last lap at cross four ways, overtaking about three machines going into the corner. 13th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 14th, number 77, and that is newcomer Daniel Pearson. Robert, cross four ways.
So that means that a couple of the changes moving into the top 10. Number 33, Damien Crooker, made up two place on the last lap. 93, Paul Cranston. Dennis Booth, has he just closed the gap ever so slightly? No change in the order on the road, but I think Dennis Booth's just maybe closed the gap a little bit on Paul Cranston there. 54, John Marsh, who's being closed in on by 57, Mark Jackson. The battle for third still very much alive. 27, Tom Snow. And number 18, Michael Bampton, around three bike lengths or so back through cross four ways here. A couple of seconds further back again is number 51, Radley Hughes. And then a couple of seconds again is Harker, under pressure from Sitsipek and Crook. And then Kieran Brockie, number 68 and 8 on the way through Dan Sayle. We heard about the manoeuvres he made. Oh, I saw it down here across four ways. Brilliant stuff. 43 and 77 on the way through field. Starting to get a bit more spread out. No change again. Cranston leading Booth across four ways. Number 72, Matthew Rostrum, looking up the inside there as another gaggle of machines on their way through at the back. 79 and 66, Roger Whibley. To you, Tim.
Yep, just spotted a machine across the bridge. In fact, it was two machines very, very close together. And it is 93, Cranston, who leads Booth by 0.406 seconds. What an evening we have had here at the Motor Arv Boulogne circuit at the Steam Packet Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Southern 100. Third is still number 54, John Marsh, the newcomer. He's 11.2 seconds down on the leading pair. Fourth is number 57. Oh, an overtake there. Dan Sayle was getting it going there against Roddy Taylor. That's why I cut away. What the close action that was as they were, within half a road of each other there. It's 24 bikes now gone through. So, Tom Snow, fifth, number 27. Mark Jackson, 57, is in fourth. Sixth is number 18, Michael Bampton. Seventh, number 51, Radley Hughes. Eighth, the newcomer, number 74, Bailey Harker. Another newcomer in ninth, number 88, Craig Sisipek. 10th, number 33, Damien Crook. 11th, number 35, Kieran Brockie. 12th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 13th, number 8, Dan Sale. And that battle, Sale and Taylor, was terrific as they crossed over. But it's Cranston from Booth by less than half a second. Robert Cross four ways.
Indeed, penultimate lap, 0.4 seconds between the front two, 0.5 of a second between the third and fourth. Here is Cranston from Booth. That gap's still pretty close, only around two bike lengths between it. What's it like on the exit? Both smoothly away there, so Cranston still leading Booth here. They're still opening up a bit of a gap to those in behind. Here's number 57, Mark Jackson. He just had a little look there up against number 54, John Marsh. Thought against it this time is number 27, Tom Snow. Number 18, Michael Bampton come through. So that battle for third still very much in play at the moment. Mark Jackson just had a little look, as I say. 51, Radley Hughes is on the way through. Number 88, Craig Sitsepek moving up here. 33 is Crook, then Harker, Brockie, Sale. And number 68 as well in there is Roddy Taylor. And number 43, Aaron Hands, moving up the field quite considerably as well in this last lap or so. So really improving as the race has gone on. Number 77 is Daniel Pearson, the newcomer on the Pearson Racing Triumph. To you, Tim.
Thanks very much. Yep, we've just seen two bikes across the bridge and they're almost together, side by side, almost crossing the line. Cranston leads Dennis Booth by 0.212 of a second as the last lap we are now on. It is a six-lap race. Here's the battle for third that's still raging. Yep, Mark Jackson very much on keeping number 54, John Marsh, who is third, honest. So Tom Snow, number 27, just through there in fifth. Sixth was Michael Bampton. 101.115 on that last lap by Dennis Booth to really close in and put the pressure on Paul Cranston. Paul Cranston, though, quickest at the race for him at 100.985. So Radley Hughes in seventh. Eighth is number 88, Craig Sisipek. Ninth is number 33, Damon Crook. 10th, number 74, Bailey Harker. Up into 11th now. He's been demolishing his way through the field. Is number 8, Dan Sale. They're on the last lap. Cranston or Booth? Who is it going to be? And who is it going to be for third? It's between number 54 and 57. John Marsh, the newcomer, currently in third. Mark Jackson is in fourth. But Cranston and Booth, 0.212 of a second is all that separates them as they go on to their final lap. And they'll be coming into the view now of Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways. What a race!
What a race indeed. It's been keeping with some of the racing that we've been seeing this evening. Here we go. Last lap across four ways today. Number 93, Paul Cranston. Number 26, Dennis Booth. As he opened up that gap a little bit as Cranston maybe on this last lap. Maybe just stretching the legs on that machine a little bit more. But that battle looks like it could be going right down to the wire. That gap ever extending to the battle for third here. Number 54, John Marsh holding on to third. Ahead of number 57, Mark Jackson here. So no change across four ways on the final lap of this six-lap race. Number 27, Tom Snow, who just seems to have moved away a little bit from this man. Number 18, Michael Bampton. So no change in the order at Cross Four Ways on this final lap, but that battle toward the front could be ongoing right to the end. 51, Radley Hughes. Then it's Sitsepek, Sale. What progress he's made. Crook, Harker, Brockie. And number 68, Roddy Taylor. Number 43 on the way through as well. That's Aaron Hands, who's made a fair bit of progress throughout this race. Cranston led at Cross Four Ways to you, Tim.
Yep, here we go. Over the School Hill rise, and it looks as if it is number 93, Paul Cranston, who takes the win. Quickest lap of the race as well for him, 101.203. 0.330 was all that separated Cranston from Booth. And who is it going to be? Is it the newcomer? It is indeed the newcomer, 54, John Marsh, who finishes in third ahead of 57, Mark Jackson. Chris Kinley.
Just laughing at these two old fellas here. This is either going to be the shortest interview or the longest interview ever. I don't think 54 can believe the newcomer that he's actually got John Marsh into the winner's enclosure. We'll let Dennis Booth push his own machine forward. And, you know, I had a little look back, and the last time, or one of the first times, should I say, that Paul Cranston was in here was in 1980. Hey, boy.
was about.
How's the form? How was that?
I was panicking because she was cutting out the last three laps. She wouldn't rev, and it scared me a wee bit. I knew there was somebody close behind me. So.
Do you know, when you look behind, though, and you see it's Dennis behind you, you know there's no bother, isn't there?
He's going well, you know, but just cutting out scared me a wee bit because the power went off, you know, but... Yeah. But I had a problem all week, and my mechanic John sorted it out for me, so at least I got this lamp.
Would you like some water? Phil Thomas just bringing you some water. Paul, in the early 80s you were here getting into the top fives and top sixes, fourth place and stuff, and in 2025, all these years later, you're still doing it. Goodness me.
Not so bad. It's 43 years ago from my last win, so, you know, it's good to get it, you know, but... Well, I want to thank John, because only for him, I certainly wouldn't be here, you know. He kept my bag going for me, you know.
Thank you, Paul, for your time, and well done, sir.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, welcome. Very much. Cheers, buddy. Good to see you. Well, here he is. Look at you two, knocking lumps out of each other like children.
I don't know. He's getting on about them himself, but my God, he is.
You know, the last time he won it was 43 years ago.
Wow.
Cranston.
Wow. I'm still only a young buck there.
Me too. I wasn't even in nappies. Talk us through the race, though. You were catching him, Dennis Booth. You were catching him.
Yeah. No, he was, honestly, he never missed an apex. Honestly, he was on it. Like, I was nearly by him at the top of the bomb hole, and I thought, no. So, no, here, fair play to him. Yeah.
He did say he was having problems on the last lap, said he was cutting out a little bit.
Didn't slow him down.
But Dennis, back to form for you, though.
Yeah, you know, I still enjoy my racing, Chris. You know, a long time ago, except that maybe I wasn't going to be at the sharp end. You know, as things change, you know, and all that. There. No, here.
We're getting older, Dennis.
Yes, you know, it's but no, here, I still enjoy my racing, Chris.
Well, there's the official result up on the screen just there, only about a couple of hundredths of a second behind him as well. I tell you what, I said actually in commentary at the start, you two went off. I said the amount of miles you pair must have done on the Irish roads over the years, incredible. Couldn't tot it up, could you?
No, you couldn't. You know, and you know, we see a Tandragee. Honestly, I couldn't see the way he went. Honestly, round there he is. But hey, what a guy! He's a legend. He really is. You know, me and him has had some battles Northwest this year, and you know, and it's fantastic. Yeah.
It's the most have you ever heard him speak, to be fair.
No, well, he talks way to me, all right, but he is a quiet man, like, you know, so.
Like yourself.
Yeah.
Dennis, well done, mate.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much. So Dennis and Paul. Paul's still doing the TV interview. They might have to get more tape. Let's get to John Marsh if we can. John, how does that feel? You got these two young men just ahead of you. They're only just starting out in the road racing game. But anyway, you had Mark Jackson in behind you as well. You had to be careful.
Yeah, I could hear Mark through. He was closing in on fast stuff, but... And they were quite strong on brakes, so yeah, I'm happy with it.
Tell us about your racing. Where do you do it? Where do you normally go? I mean, this is your first time here down at Blair. Where do you normally do your stuff?
Mainly No Limits. I've done six rounds at Oliver's. We manage a podium. And then this. That's it.
And your first podium here at Blair. What does it mean? What's that sunlight going into there, though? That's tough, isn't it?
Into right hander. You couldn't see a bean, like... But yeah, we've no quick shifter, so doing it old school. So to get that after the practice laps we've had, I'm happy.
Happy enough, and you go and have a few beers tomorrow night after you finish it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, guys, well done, top three. Well done, fellas, well done, good stuff. So there we go, the top three. Compete with John Marsh. I think we are just about ready to do the podium. So Paul getting the ex-McAdoo Kawasaki out of gear. And they'll be gone onto the podium. Like he says, 43 years ago, George, he last won here. Isn't that scary stuff? Goodness me. So well done. I probably did watch him. You're right there, George. And you think about those races you were in with Joey Dunlop and people like that. Incredible, incredible stuff. So we'll just get the final couple of runners just in behind us there now. And we'll just get the bikes up onto the ramp. Look at that. There's a man for you, Dennis Booth. Just pick his lid up and get the bikes up. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the prize presentation for the JCK Limited 600cc B race. And, ladies and gentlemen, JCK local company, Sue Staley is going to do the presentation. Thank you, Sue. So, here we go, folks. In third place, he is a newcomer here at the Motor Isle Blaen Circuit this year, number 54, John Marsh. Well done to John. MKM Burnley on the side of his machine. So well done to John. And in second place, good to see, 26, Dennis Booth. Well done, Den. and your race winner of the JCK Limited 600cc B race. It's been a while. It's number 93, Paul Cranston. 43 years since his last win around here. Well done to Paul. Well done to Sue as well for presenting the awards. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, the final race of the evening here on the Sun-Kissed Isle of Man. In third place, John Marsh. Second for Dennis Booth. And your race winner is Paul Cranston. So well done to the top three. That's it from us down here this evening.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris Kinley, and to Rob Pritchard out at Cross Four Ways. Fourth, we told you, of course, was 57 Mark Jackson. Fifth, 27 Tom Snow. Sixth, number 18 Michael Bampton. Seventh, number 51 Radley Hughes. Up into eighth, and he just charged his way through the field, was number 8 Dan Sale. Ninth was 33 Damien Crook. Tenth, number 88 Craig Sisipek. 11th, number 74, Bailey Harker. 12th, number 35, Kieran Brockie. 13th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 14th, number 43, Aaron Hands. 15th, number 77, Daniel Pearson. 16th, number 72, Matthew Rostrow. 17th, number 48, Austin Webster. 18th, number 58, Andrew Ripley. 19th, number 67, Blake Kelly. 20th, number 61, Adam Williams. 21st, 122, Israel Gillette. 22nd, number 66, Roger Wibberley. 23rd, number 86, Matthew Corkill. 24th was number 29, Sam Norton. And in 25th position, number 39, Loic Siro.